You are tuned in to the CU Insight Trendline, the credit union industry's podcast for the latest perspectives, shifts, and key content to keep you informed and ahead. I'm Greg Micklig, President and CEO at CUinsight.com, here to bring you the trends shaping our industry every other week, all in under 15 minutes. Let's track the trend. We have a lot of segments in this episode of the CU Insight Trendline, and I thought we'd start things out a little differently by having Alyssa Horwitz, our Director of Community and Client Experience, start with a CU Spotlight.
Thanks, Greg. In our recent CU Spotlight, we featured Affinity Federal Credit Union, where well-being isn't just a buzzword. It's a core value woven into everything they do. That's why Affinity created the Well-Being Awards, an annual initiative to recognize individuals and organizations throughout New Jersey who are making a measurable difference in the lives of others. Now, in its second year, the 2025 Well-Being Awards highlights three categories: financial, community, and physical well-being. The recipients represent a diverse group of changemakers, all with a common goal: a commitment to creating healthier, stronger communities. The work doesn't end with an award. It grows with every person these changemakers reach. Check out their CU Spotlight to learn more about Affinity's commitment to well-being. And now, here's John Pettit with two trending articles from CUinsight.com.
At number three this week is an article titled, "It's a Public Relations Issue," by Casey Boggs from Reputation Us. Credit unions have a PR problem. From tech perceptions to tax exemption debates, cybersecurity fears, and mission drift worries, it's all about the story we're telling, or not telling. The fix? Be loud, be clear, and be real. Show the impact, highlight the difference, and don't let others define what a credit union is. Number two this week is retail checking solutions that attract the next generation, from SWBC's Ronnie Martinez. If credit unions want to win over Gen Z and millennials, they've got to stop thinking of checking accounts as just transactional tools. Today's young members want digital-first convenience, personalized perks, and real value. But here's the kicker. They also want to trust who they bank with. That's where credit unions shine. Package those benefits with transparency and purpose, and your checking account becomes more than a product. It becomes your biggest growth opportunity. Stay tuned later in the podcast for my number one article.
Thank you, John. And now let's hear from Linda LaFortune with some upcoming events from some CU Insight partners.
Here are a few upcoming events you won't want to miss in the credit union space. On July 9th at 1 p.m. Eastern, Unit 21 is hosting a free webinar titled "From Reactive to Resilient: How Forward-Thinking Credit Unions Are Shaping the Future of Fraud and AML Strategy." Then from July 14th to 16th, the World Council of Credit Unions is bringing global leaders together in Stockholm, Sweden, for the 2025 World Credit Union Conference, a premier international gathering for credit union professionals. And finally, the African American Credit Union Coalition will host its annual conference in Georgia, July 21st through 24th, a powerful opportunity to connect, collaborate, and celebrate diversity in our industry. For more details on these events and to explore many others, visit CUinsight.com/events.
The CU Insight Trendline is brought to you with support from the following CU Insight collaborators: MeridianLink, a trusted digital lending and account opening partner helping credit unions humanize banking. One loan, one account, one community at a time. With MeridianLink One, a powerful integrated banking platform, credit unions can deliver faster, smarter, more personalized experiences that put members first. Built for growth, proven to perform, trusted to deliver. DCUC, the trusted resource for credit unions on all military and veteran matters. Whether working on strategic or operational issues, or addressing regulatory and legislative matters, DCUC's close and constant liaison with the DOD, Capitol Hill, and the NCUA has ensured members of the United States Armed Forces our nation's veterans and their families are provided financial services in the finest traditions of the credit union philosophy.
As I regularly do, I recently posted a poll in our CUinsight.com group on LinkedIn with a few timely topics and asked which ones are currently trending. The topic that rose to the top was Gen Z and physical branches. So I reached out to our friends at Level 5 and spoke with their Executive Vice President, Kurt Claussen, to dig into that topic. Here's our conversation. Thanks for joining me, Kurt. So credit unions are rightfully interested in how to best connect with potential members in the Gen Z age bracket. Because Gen Z are considered digital natives, is appealing to them all about the online or smartphone app experience?
Greg, thanks for having me. That is a really great question and one we get asked quite a bit because I think the assumption is, you know, these guys are really all about digital, but there's really an important study that just came out by Insider Intelligence that said 70% of Gen Zers have used a branch to inquire or buy a product or service from their local community financial institution. 70. That is a big number. And so I think that's what's telling us is that there's something missing there for them, and they are craving that personal experience. And it's really coming down to, yes, you got to have the table stakes. You got to have a great app. You got to have a great digital presence. But when it comes to that in-person experience, it really still matters. And we tell people really the three biggest transactions we see growing right now are onboarding, problem resolution, and advisory services around a product or solution. So really being crisp around those three things is something to be focusing on for those community-based credit unions.
So you just mentioned some stats, and you know there are a lot of stats out there about Gen Z and millennials primarily using big banks for their banking needs. Is there any reason to believe they're open to switching to a credit union?
Yeah, and I think the good news, there is a lot of good news there. And I think, you know, we've seen some of these similar stats came out around COVID. And to be frank, I was a little bit apprehensive to jump on that bandwagon just yet because we know that did influence behavior, right? And so, but there is a really recent study came out by the Harris poll that said 50% of Gen Z and millennials are considering or would be thinking or consider switching their primary financial institution. When you hear that number, that screams opportunity to me. And so I think it really does tell you that there's something missing. Again, we can't overemphasize the importance of making sure you have your digital strategy in place. But doing the things that the big banks can't do is really where I think community credit unions can really start to make a difference within their markets. And that's focusing on that interpersonal, that local touch, that community piece that frankly, we know the bigger institutions just struggle to do that in a meaningful way.
So can you boil that down more into, you know, maybe what two or three specific areas credit unions should focus on in order to appeal to Gen Z?
And Greg, again, another great question, because it's like, where do we start, right? And again, I think, you know, some of the things we always want to say is that, you know, keeping that seamless thing moving as you move from that omni-channel, from the digital experience to the in-person experience really does matter. You can't have that be clunky. It needs to be really seamless. So you got to make sure you've been thoughtful about how you approach that part. And we also always hear when we is, what is your difference? How are you really selling your difference into the market? If I ask 9 out of 10 credit unions what makes you different, I normally get the answer of service. The reality is it's really hard to differentiate strictly on service, because I hate to tell you this, but the guys across the street are pretty friendly too. And so we tell people it's really now thinking about engagement. And where do you start with engagement? We could spend an hour, Greg, just talking about that, but it really boils down to community experience and trust. And think about how those three pillars are going to ooze through your organization, not only your digital side, but how does that really become something you enhance and do in that physical presence? How do you bring those people to life? And that's where you move people from not just being satisfied, not just thinking, well, that was a good visit, to, wow, that was a great visit. It turns them from being just a shopper to the primary financial institution of choice. And that's really where we want our credit union partners to be.
Oh, that's great. I appreciate you taking the time to share your thoughts on the CU Insight Trendline podcast. Great insights, Kurt. Thanks very much.
Greg, always a pleasure, sir. Next time.
For more from Kurt and Level 5, check out their CU Insight Collaborator page, by clicking on the Collaborators link in the top navigation at CUinsight.com. There you will find extensive content from Level 5 and our other CU Insight collaborators. And now here's Robbie Young with some information on a new special report from Valera.
How well do you understand the psychology behind your members' payment choices? Valera's Psychology of Payments Special Report, developed in partnership with MasterCard, takes a behavioral science approach to uncover the conscious and unconscious reasons members use credit or debit. It breaks down three key frameworks: mental accounting, pain of payment, and temporal focus, revealing how these influence members' daily financial decisions. The research identifies two distinct mindsets: budgeters versus non-budgeters. Budgeters tend to prefer credit, plan ahead, and feel confident in managing their finances, while non-budgeters lean toward debit, focus on short-term needs, and often avoid credit due to concerns about debt and control. By understanding these mindsets, credit unions can personalize engagement, provide the right tools, and meet their members where they are, whether that's through rewards, automation, or hands-on financial guidance. Ready to turn insights into growth? Download the full report on CU Insight today.
Welcome back. My number one article trending on CU Insight is Credit Payments, Optimizing the Cardholder Experience in a Digital Age, from Invisint's Phil Seeley. Credit unions must transform credit card experiences for today's digital-first members. That means real-time transaction updates, intuitive app design, digital wallets with tokenization, smart AI tools for spending insights and chat support, and personalized repayment and financial wellness features. But it's not a one-and-done deal. Continual testing, feedback, and new tech adoption are essential. Nail the digital card journey, and you'll drive member loyalty, engagement, and portfolio growth, all in the palm of their hand. I recently asked Phil, you highlight optimizing the credit payment process as key for member engagement. What do you recommend credit unions track to quantify improvements in the cardholder experience?
First and foremost, credit unions need to structure their programs to provide cardholders the ability to complete purchases in as many ways as possible. All cardholders don't use their payment card the same way, so maximizing digital offerings is a must. I would also recommend tracking all metrics related to completion. If a member has an issue with a purchase attempt, they have multiple other cards in their wallets to use. They must trust that the preferred payment method will work successfully at all times. Some keys to this would be monitoring authorization activity to stay in line with minimum approval standards set by Visa and MasterCard, taking a deep dive into controlling false positives from your fraud prevention services, and then understanding your declined transaction reasons will help you prevent them in the future. Maybe a specific member needs a credit line increase. You know, just really analyze your metrics. And lastly, I would say track your transaction mix: contactless, card on file, token, digital wallet. This way you can understand how your members are using your card, and you can use this data to promote some of the lower utilized transaction forms. You want to be the preferred card for all types. The more engaged the member is, the more likely they will use your card for all of their expenditures.
Thanks, Phil. Well, that's all for my top three trending articles on CU Insight. Back to Greg.
And that's a wrap on a jam-packed episode of the CU Insight Trendline. I'm Greg Miklick, President and CEO at CUinsight.com. Please like and share with your friends and colleagues across the industry if you found this valuable. The team and I will be back next time with more updates to keep you ahead of the curve. Until then, keep tracking the trend.